that's what came across in the media, because obviously what was reported mostly was the Cardinal's talk, but only one part of the Cardinal's talk, and he was just stating what he was entitled to state as leader of the Irish Church, namely that he was first of all, I'd say, talking about marriage as a social institution and family as a social institution and as fundamental to a healthy society and to the rearing of children and so on. But he acknowledged that the family may be one of the most commonly used words in everyday language, but there's no single common understanding of the term. And we had posed the question, so what's family now? And he just gave his definition of it as he was entitled to do, and it got the headlines, but unfortunately only one part of his talk got the headlines. But the most, I think the key, almost, I would nearly say that the key message that came from the conference, we had two people from the States who talked on the whole thing of the rearing of children and so on. And I had them in the parish the following night, on Thursday night. On the worst night that came last week, over 200 young parents came into the local church in Six Mile Bridge, which is just out from Shannon here. And 120 of them signed up for a parenting program. Now, I have talked to people since and said, that's almost unique. Somebody said to me immediately after that night, there's a hunger here. And there is a hunger here. For example, this message was pointed out that the rearing of children and parenting has to be one of the most crucial things in life. And yet there's no training for it, or very little training for it. These things were highlighted, and I certainly got the message from the conference that there is now hope that we could be going, moving it back into a little simple in the sense that it's now for time for us to be looking at relationships again and how connected we are, obviously, within family life, with one another, with ourselves, with our inner selves. The two people from the States underlined the spiritual dimension, and we're having a talk on that next Thursday week in the parish. So, in other words, what I'm saying is that, and we're going to follow up the conference, by the way. We had two people putting the key messages together that we're going to send out into communities across the country, and we hopefully will be able to follow up on this year's conference. And the follow-up, by the way, will be in the sense of how does the community support the family? Because I suppose I would have been held again that these two, family and community, were the two systems which held Irish society together for generations. They have undergone a revolution, but maybe we will be. And we often said in the last 10 years that the biggest challenge to Ireland is how the local responds to the global. And I think the local now will be around these two systems, family and community, again, and how we strengthen them.
But yet, I mean, you said yourself in the conference that one of the biggest changes is that the most growing family or the most growing number of people are cohabiting couples.
I think to somebody else must have said that. But anyhow, that research seems to be indicating that.
Is the church going to support that, or how are they going to support that without contradicting their own stance?
Well, I believe that when you talk about the church, the Christian message is to be to support anybody and everybody. Like, for example, where I minister, whether they're single families, cohabiting families, whatever they are, they're human beings and they're part of our community. And of course, we support them. Now, the official stance has to be, though, that the family, the man, wife, children, that definition of marriage is obviously fairly sacred, has always been sacred. And what the Cardinal was saying is that there's a real danger that if the church doesn't support that family, which is a very, very powerful unit in society, then it could slip away altogether. When the Cardinal and the official church supports that definition of family, obviously it is not saying that it's turning its back on other human beings, but it is saying that definition of family is sacred. And he was also, I think, saying as a social institution, it's vital.
But is that, can you not see though that people might be offended or upset at the idea that maybe their union isn't sacred or that their union isn't special, when they may have given as much of a commitment or put in as much energy and love and affection into the relationship?
Well, no, it was the cardinal who said that research indicates that some of the unions like cohabitation do not in fact have the same kind of permanency as the other. In other words, he was saying they're not as stable because there isn't the same commitment. That's what he was saying. Now, all I know is, and I agree fully with him, the cardinal was fully entitled to say what he had to say. And in fact, I would say a lot of people around the country were glad he said it.
And so where would you go from now? Where are you going to take this?
Well, our position in CAFIN, I mean, our position, we look simply at the broad stance, the values generally, and support of, CAFIN isn't involved in the legal side of what forms it takes at all. What CAFIN is interested in is, what are the values that are shaping Ireland today? And family values happens to be one of them. But there's a whole lot of other values like trust, truth. And we have been emphasizing these all down through the years. I mean, CAFIN isn't just confined to family. CAFIN is about looking at values, whether it's values in business, in the whole area of justice, and whatever other values. That's what CAFIN is interested in, and that's what we're trying to highlight and promote.